example. What I'll do is I will introduce this episode a little bit just by saying the reason that I asked Akiko to come on here is because throughout our journey and our friendship and relationship, she shared a little bit about her postpartum journey, and she's also shared a little bit on her platform about it. And I knew that it was something that if she, you know, wanted to share one day, that a lot of people would really benefit from. So I'm going to just let you introduce yourself, whatever you want to share with us about yourself, who you are, where you're from, and then we'll just kind of go from there.
So my name is Akiko Yamada. I am originally from Japan, but now I live in Canada. I have lived in different places in Canada, but now I'm settled in the province of Quebec. We are in a small town called L'Assomption. It's between Montreal and Quebec City. We moved here from a big city, Montreal, 3 years ago when our first child was born. And so and I am pregnant with our second child. We are waiting to see him or her, we don't know yet, in September.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I can talk a lot more about myself. I have had, I think, interesting life so far, but I think I'm going to stop here for now.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So, okay, so let's just kind of transition into the main topic here, which we were going to talk about, which is your postpartum journey after you had your son. So just... why don't you just kind of walk us through, you know, you had your son and you're a first time mom and you were kind of in those first few weeks or few months of postpartum life. Like, what was that experience like for you? And when did you feel like maybe something wasn't quite right?
I was really happy after I gave birth for while, long time actually. Previously, before I got pregnant, I had been depressed, like really hardcore depression. So after I gave birth, or when I was pregnant, I was really happy about starting a new life with my husband and our baby. And so I was not depressed at all. And after, even after I gave birth, for more than 1 year, I was fine.
So when do you feel like something, when did you feel like it transitioned for you after that first year when you started kind of noticing a difference?
I didn't notice until I had physical issues. Mm-hmm. I started having digestive issues, skin issues, when my son was like 1 year and a few months old.
Okay. And you, since you had previously dealt with, you know, depression prior to, you know, your pregnancy and everything with your son, when did it kind of maybe come into your mind of, oh, I think I'm kind of going back into depression?
So when I took my son to like checkup every few months, at the doctor's office, they do kind of questionnaire for the mom to see if the mom is experiencing a postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. And it was like, if you score more than 8, you should see a doctor for depression. And I was always scoring like 7. But because I had experienced like real hardcore depression before, this, compared to that, this was not a depression for me. I was easily getting angry and I was frustrated, but I didn't think it was depression until I like my body started to be sick.
Okay, so was this, so how, like you said, so this was a very different type of depressive experience compared to before you had your son. So do you feel like your kind of inner sadness was starting to manifest in physical symptoms?
Yeah, but I was not feeling sad at all. It was hormonal thing, postpartum. Because there was nothing I was sad about.
Okay. And so when you felt like you were going through kind of the hormonal depression, what were some things that you started to do or research? Like, did you go to see a therapist? Did you, what kind of steps did you take to walk through the postpartum depression?
The digestive issues were really bad. I couldn't take care of my son anymore. I had to call somebody to come help me. So I went to see a doctor for the digestive issues, and I did some medical exams, medical tests, but the results were all showing that my body was healthy. And so they cannot do anything. Like, they cannot help me. They just wrote a reference letter for me to see a psychiatrist. And they told me you're probably the doctor. She knows that I'm staying home, not working, not seeing friends, because I'm new in this small town. I don't have friends. So she said it's probably postpartum depression. So you can go see a doctor for this.
Okay, so they were telling you, so you were going in for the digestive issues, and she was saying you're probably going through some depression of being like isolated with your son. So did you feel like she was right, or did you think like, no, that's not really it?
I was confused because I was not, I had been always happy being myself. Like, I didn't have, I didn't need to be with people to be happy. But if, like, I was really confused. I thought maybe the doctor was right. So I started to go to, like, local community, mom community gathering. And didn't help at all. It was not what I needed.
Yeah. So what did you start experimenting with to kind of help your digestive issues and skin issues?
Yeah, I always try natural remedies first. So I tried herbal teas and ginger, and didn't really help.
So what did you, so kind of where did you end up? So you had gone to the doctor and you felt like what they were telling you wasn't really right. You tried some herbs and things. So when did you finally start to see some improvement? What finally helped you?
It was your post, your Instagram post. I was following your account for sustainability ideas. And then I think you are pregnant then with your second son. And one post you are talking about digestion, and you were saying it was helping a lot for your pregnancy nausea.
Okay.
So I messaged you, how do you use this? And I before I never thought of using essential oils for digestive issues. I was using essential oils for cleaning and for just to make the room smell nice.
Right.
Yeah.
So you ended up getting the, because I don't even fully remember all of that. So you ended up getting some oils and you started using the Digestzen. And did you feel like you were experiencing like a really big difference?
Yeah, Digestzen, it worked like magic. It was amazing.
And so I know obviously now you use oils in so many different ways. So did you start using them for your skin as well and like saw improvement?
Yeah, because I took the oil camp, the first oil camp, and then I learned the basics of, I had the top 10 oils, so I could do skincare, I could do cleaning and reducing toxins in the house. And so, yeah, I started to do all that.
Okay. So when you were kind of going through this process of learning about the oils and you started to use it for, you know, your digestive issues and your skin issues, so and things started to improve, do you feel like, so did it make you think that what you were going through was postpartum depression, or did you feel like, oh, actually, it was something else that was kind of off in my system?
It was stress. So I guess we would call it postpartum depression. But I wasn't, it was not like I was sad. There was nothing to be sad about. I think it was just the hormonal imbalance and I was probably not sleeping well.
Yeah.
I didn't have like insomnia or anything, but like lavender oil, when I started to use essential oils in my bedroom, I could tell the quality of my sleep got so much better.
Right.
And yeah.
Yeah. So you feel like the stress, was it more of like a physical stress from just like caring for your son and like, you know, not sleeping as much and things like that? Yeah.
And
I think, go ahead.
The reason why I was always getting angry at small things is, I think it's also because of hormonal imbalance. And I got, I think I bought, I bought a bottle of Adaptive after our top 10 oils. And this helped me calm myself down when I get angry too.
Yeah, it's really powerful. Like, and I think that it's, it is interesting, I think, even to talk about how postpartum depression can look so different for so many people. Because some people might go through like a deep sadness and feel like not attached to their children. And like someone else might go through like what you're explaining, where you just had like this physical toll on your body and you may have even been like depleted in vitamins or minerals or different things, and your body just, you know, manifests stress and things in different ways. So I think that that's even important to recognize that, you know, doctors might say to you, you, I think you have postpartum depression, so you're lonely. So you should go hang out with other moms. And you're like, actually, that's not it for me. Yeah. And I think that's so important because I definitely went through, I didn't go through, I'm kind of similar to you. I didn't go through a postpartum depression, but I went through what they describe as postpartum anxiety. So I was very anxious around my son. Like anytime he would cry, my whole body would just physically tense up. And I was so stressed to leave the house with him because he cried a lot. And I personally did need to go be around other moms in the sense that I just needed to kind of get out of the house and realize that, you know, I wasn't the only person kind of going through these things. And it was actually normal to feel the way that I did, but I definitely had a lot of stress involved in that too. Yeah. So I think that's really important that it can look so many, you know, so many different ways. And so you used obviously oils to support yourself physically from like the skin and the digestive issues, but then you also got into supporting your body emotionally. So what kind of shifted for you when you were like, wow, so I can use these oils, like, not only to clean my house, but to support my body and even my emotions? I feel like, knowing you now, I think you use oils a lot emotionally. So do you feel like that is one of your, like, most favorite ways to use them?
Yeah, there's, to me, there's nothing else that helps me so much. Yeah, emotional health.
Yeah. And I know that you started to incorporate even into your yoga practice and then eventually into crystals. So do you want to talk a little bit about that? Like, how, what kind of got you to the point with the oils where you were like, okay, these are really changing my life. I'm using them for sleep and it's improving, and skin and digestive. Like, what made you want to go get some of the certifications that you did and, like, incorporate them in different ways in your life?
So because the experience I had with essential oils were so amazing, I wanted to share oils with everyone, mm-hmm. obviously. And then, but I was not confident about my knowledge about essential oils. So that's why I decided to take the aromatherapy course.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the teachers was really into spiritual side.
Mm-hmm.
And then before, I was not so interested. I never doubted, but I never really, I have never seen auras around people, and I thought it was for certain people.
Yeah.
Not me. But the more I learn, the more interesting it becomes. And so then I decided to take crystal healing course. And now I have a crystal healer certificate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so interesting too. And I know that's something a lot of people are interested in. So can you give us some examples of how you use the crystals in like your daily life to kind of support your emotions?
Crystals, I use them less often than oil.
Mm-hmm.
Crystals, for me, it's really when I have a problem.
Okay.
I do a grid in the house if I feel like there is negative things going on in the house,
mm-hmm.
to clear out the energy.
Okay.
And sometimes when I go out and if I feel like I need some support, extra support from a stone, I take one of my stones in my pocket.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. And so when it comes to kind of your journey out of where you were, like your postpartum journey, and kind of you started to see a lot of improvements in your life with essential oils, and then you got into the crystals. What do you feel like, you know, now, like you said, you're pregnant now again. So what do you feel like you're going to do differently this time postpartum? Like, do you have plans for things that you're going to do differently to take care of yourself?
After I give birth?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Already, I'm really grateful for my oils, because I kind of not regret, but I feel a little sad about not having had these oils when I was pregnant with my first one,
mm-hmm.
because I was not aware of the toxins around me. And but this time I'm really confident that I have less toxins in the house, and my baby will be in a good environment.
Yeah.
And after giving birth, if I need emotional support, I have these oils.
Right.
I don't know if I will, but yeah, if I need.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So do you feel like you probably have, you know, now that you've had all this time with the oils, that you feel more confident and more at peace that you will be able to support yourself physically after you have this baby to where, yeah, hopefully you won't even go through some of the, as the, you will, you'll probably go through stress because, you know, it's a new baby, changes, but you will have these oils to support yourself in a way that hopefully,
I can use these oils like proactively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gonna be huge for sure. So what, like if you could give someone who's listening to this piece of advice, so whether it be someone maybe who's pregnant now and listening, or someone who maybe they had some difficulties after having children and they struggled with, you know, postpartum anxiety or depression, like what advice would you give them? And like, where would you tell them to go, or what would you tell them to do if they were wanting to have either a better experience or they were wanting to maybe heal from their postpartum depression?
For sure, oils. Get some oils. And yeah, our second oil camp, emotions and oil,
mm-hmm.
oils and emotions. This one is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, we have this really in our community. We have this really amazing camp that's emotions and essential oils, and it goes through, I think it's like a week long, all sorts of different essential oils and blends, and like how you can use them and how they even like scientifically work in our bodies. And a lot of people have like a really, I would just even say, strong reaction. I think a lot of people go into the camp thinking like, oh, it'll be interesting. But there mm-hmm. are a lot of people who by the end of the camp, they're like crying and they're like, yeah. Wow, this is so, so, so amazing. So yeah, I definitely think that that is such a cool thing that we are able to do. And do you feel like what was your experience going through that camp? Like, did you feel like it taught you a lot?
Yeah, for sure. It was, wow. It changed. Yeah, it's life changing.
Yeah. Did you take, like, what are things that you learned in the camp that you still do, like, or that you regularly do?
From the camp, make a list of things that you want to do
mm-hmm.
that costs you money and that doesn't cost you money. And do it.
Yeah, there's an activity in there where it's like, yeah, write out things that you want to do that are free, and then some that like cost money. And then I can't even remember. You just make the list, and then they're like, just figure out ways to go and do those things. Is that kind of how the activity went? I can't even remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also affirmation to match with oil.
Mm-hmm.
These are really good.
Yeah. So we have days where we dedicate, to a specific essential oils and have affirmations that go with those. Are you someone who uses affirmations regularly?
Yeah.
They're really, there's something that's one thing that I'm not really great about is doing things like that. But it is really amazing when you start to study the science behind affirmations and how they really can kind of retrain your brain
mm-hmm.
to think differently. So yeah, those are really, really important. So do you feel like there, because I know you follow, you've done, like, you do a lot of meditations and things like that too, and I know you have even taught other people on your Instagram like how to do certain meditations. Do you feel like that's something that has also helped you in terms of, like, you know, just emotions and healing and things like that?
Yes, meditation helped me a lot. We think we don't have time for meditation, But it's really like you need to prioritize meditation. If you're stressed, like, yeah, I had to take like 1 hour every day, like reserve this hour for meditation and to connect with my true self. Yeah.
Yeah, so is that because I do remember watching you talk about over kind of the past year or so how you had to start carving out time for like yoga and meditation. And so do you have like a morning routine that you try to do now?
Now, since I'm pregnant, no, because of pregnancy nausea,
Yeah.
I do when I can. But if I can, no, I mean, now I don't have like a routine, but I always find at least an hour for meditation.
Okay. And
Hour.
so where do you go for your meditation? So do you have certain apps you use or like what are your resources that you normally use to do them?
I'm in a school called Devika.
Okay.
It's not only meditation, but I think it they call themselves Institute of Awakened. I don't remember exactly, but it's a school, and
Okay.
I'm a member. And so every day they usually do it at 9 p.m. and it's a 2 day for me.
Yeah.
So I watch the recording, and we do
Okay.
a group meditation.
Okay. And so, are they, is it like a video format or is it something you listen to?
It's a Zoom. And they do live group meditation at 9 p.m. and I watch the recording the next morning.
Okay, that's awesome. And so how long did it take you to train yourself? 'Cause I know for a lot of people listening, they might be like, "Wow, an hour. That's like a long time." But I also know when you meditate, time can really like it can feel very different. So did you start out doing hour-long meditations or did you start out doing shorter ones?
The meditation we do is different. We actually talk. So 1 hour goes by really fast. Yeah, it's not like sit down, close your eyes, and just try to not think about anything for 1 hour.
Right. So you, so everyone in the group all participates, like everyone talks, or is it just like an instructor kind of telling people to say certain things?
No, everyone takes a turn and say what comes up in the meditation. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Does that type of meditation have a certain name to it?
Yeah, we call it dive.
Okay.
Dive.
Interesting. Okay. So that's really interesting. So I've only ever used apps like Headspace and done more of those like visualization types of meditations, which I actually did really enjoy. And I know it's something that can actually, a lot of really, really successful people like Tony Robbins talk about meditation and how they do it, at least 10 or 20 minutes every day, and it just completely changes how they operate. So it is something that I always think to myself, I really do need to do that. I've been so terrible about it.
Yeah, they have some free programs, so it can be interesting.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I'll get for anyone listening who's interested, I'll get the links from you or the websites or whatever, and I can put them in the podcast notes so that people can look this up if they're interested in it. So if you so we've kind of talked a little bit about resources and meditation and yoga and this and that. Do you feel like there are other things that you have shifted in your life aside from, kind of taking time for yourself and, you know, using oils, is there anything else that you feel like has been really important or impactful to kind of having a more, I guess, like peaceful and healthy life?
It's related to the meditation practice, but believing in something bigger than you.
Yeah.
It was big for me. I had never been like religious or spiritual before. It changed my life.
That's so interesting. So you feel like you, so how would you describe what you believe? Like, so if you went from kind of not believing in something bigger than yourself, what did the meditation kind of community teach you to believe in?
I feel funny to say it, but I am the universe is the belief.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny to say it, but when I meditate, I can really feel it, like I am the universe.
So is it kind of like a connection to the world, like through our bodies?
Yes.
Okay. And so what, how would you describe it to someone else in terms of, is it kind of something that you visualize, or you feel like you just now feel connected to the universe in a way that you didn't feel before?
I don't always feel this way. It's especially when I meditate, I feel like one with everybody and everything on the planet and in this world.
Yeah.
And my goal is to feel this way all the time.
Right.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense. No, I think that's really powerful. And I do think that, yeah, it is. It's always interesting to me when I meet people who are not connected to something bigger than themselves. And I do, because I also too have a faith that I feel in something bigger than myself, that I always think to myself that for me, that would be really difficult, like to not be connected to anything bigger than just me. So I think that's really powerful too. So if someone else, if you feel like, you know, so we just talked about kind of the things that have helped you, like the meditation and the yoga and the oils. If you could pick just like a few, I know you talked about adaptive, but like a few essential oils that you would recommend to other people if they were going through like a stressful season of life, what would you recommend?
Yeah, adaptive for sure. Balance. Lavender, or now I use more Serenity for sleep. But at the beginning, I didn't have Serenity. I was using only lavender, and it was helping a lot to calm myself down. What else? Oh, vetiver.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's different for everybody, but for me, vetiver helps a lot.
Yeah, and like those are all go-to oils that I use all the time too, especially balance and adaptive for sure. I use them like every single day. What I think what's interesting to talk about is, because I don't know where you mentioned like you used essential oils or you thought about them for like cleaning or diffusing. And I was kind of the same way. I only ever thought that they were something that you just put in a diffuser to make a room smell good before I really learned. So if someone's listening to this and they're kind of skeptical about, you know, can those really help me with like my, you know, deepest emotions, and can those really like support me healing physically or emotionally, what would you say to that person? Like, how would you, like, what would you say to someone who came to you skeptical about kind of how they can work for you?
I would show them scientific studies, because there's science behind why they work.
Yeah.
And if really skeptical. Join our community.
Right.
Without buying any oil, if this person doesn't want to invest yet, invest in something they are skeptical. I was skeptical, but I was desperate. Like, I was desperate about my digestive health.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with a kit. But even without buying many oils, just getting the education from our community will, I think, convince them to start maybe believing a bit.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I definitely think it is one of those things where you like, because I was definitely super skeptical until I started seeing my friend Sarah do all these DIYs, and I thought, wow, that seems amazing. And so when I started to do it and they worked really well, I was like, wow, this is crazy. Where has this been like all my life? So yeah, I think it is one of those things where, yeah, even I've said that to people before too, like even joining the community and just getting around people who are like doing this as a lifestyle and who have really, you know, shifted their lives can be, it's pretty hard to not believe after you meet so many people who have experienced really big changes. And, you know, then when you try them yourself, yeah, it can just really shift everything. So if people are interested in learning more, because obviously people who follow me, I teach very differently. I have, you know, different interests and I use oils in, you know, some different ways than you do. If they're interested in learning about, you know, the crystal side of thing, or if they're wanting to kind of learn how to incorporate oils with meditation or their yoga practices, what's the best way for them to find you or to connect with you?
On Instagram, I am at plant.essence.apothecary. I also have Facebook, the same name, but I'm more often on Instagram. I have also a website, plantessenceapothecary.ca. You can message me there too.
Awesome. Yeah. And I will link all of those. I'll put them all in the notes too, so people can click on the links and find your Instagram and your website and all of that too. Yeah. So thank you again for like just talking through kind of what your experience with, you know, your postpartum journey was and essential oils. And I think it's always really powerful to hear people's different stories. And I think it's important to talk about these topics and to help people realize that, like, if you don't fit in a certain mold, it doesn't mean that, you know, you aren't experiencing postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety, or if you, you know, are being told by a doctor that the only thing that's going to help you is moms groups, that there might actually be something else, like plants, like herbs, you know, like meditation or yoga, that could actually be, you know, a really powerful way to take care of yourself and to kind of come out of that. So I really appreciate you sharing today.
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will post this in a couple of hours and I'll share all the links and everything in the show notes so that people who want to connect with you and talk with you more can do that. And yeah, I can't wait to have this out so that people can learn more about you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, Kiko.
Bye.